Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bolalawa. Today is Saturday, January 14th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Praying for Leaders. Our text is taken from the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority. Pastor Chris says, in Acts chapter 13, verses 6 to 12, we find a very interesting story about the missionary work of Barnabas and Paul in Paphos, a city known for a combination of immorality and darkness. In the course of their evangelical work in the city, the deputy, Sergius Paulus, wanted to hear God's word and sent for Barnabas and Paul. But one of his very influential officials, a noted false prophet and sorcerer, attempted to frustrate their missionary efforts. He didn't want his boss to hear the gospel. But Paul, having observed Elymas's deceptive and malicious tendencies, firmly expostulated with him and said, "And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season." Suddenly the man went blind and got out of the way. Hallelujah! Sergius Paulus was a prudent man. He wasn't a corrupt official, but he was unaware of the kind of influence that Elymas would have on him. Having been planted by Satan, these are often part of Satan's ways of getting across to government and political leaders to influence them and get them to do the wrong things. Therefore, in praying for the leaders of your city, state, or country, remember that there are times Satan plants his own people among them to distract them from hearing the word and from getting to know God. Therefore, using the name of Jesus, break the power of Satan over those who walk with leaders and seek to influence or counsel them to go against the will and purpose of God. Furthermore, command the devil to lose his grip over their minds so that the light of the glorious gospel of Christ will shine unto them. Affirm that their hearts are open to receive the gospel willingly, and as a result, righteousness springs up in their hearts and the wisdom of God guides their thoughts. Pray for leaders and all men this way as admonished in 1 Timothy chapter 2 verses 1 and 2. Glory to God! Please take this prayer with me. Lord, your desire is for the leaders and the peoples of the nations to be saved and for your righteousness to rule their hearts and guide their thinking. Therefore, I pray for leaders of nations that their hearts be open and receptive to the gospel. I pray that your word will have free course and be glorified. And have prevailing power in their lives. Effectively cutting off every negative influence from among them. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 7, and Proverbs chapter 21, verse 1. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, therefore, in praying for the leaders of your city, state, or country, Remember that there are times Satan plants his own people among them to distract them from hearing the word and from getting to know God. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like to have a copy of this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here's PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.